Good morning.
Good morning.
Following along Rabbi Zakkaim's speech on Friday, recognizing, appreciating our great grandmothers. Today is my grandmother's yard site. Alta Tzipora, Bachel Kleinem is Kalman. Her maiden name was Gnat, and married name was Milstein. And she was a bit of a nervous person. I always have memories of her twisting a napkin whenever she would talk. What nowadays they would call fidgeting. She had a difficult life, but she was a princess. She was a queen. Whoever knew her would always say she was a queen of a woman. And what it seemed like was her children. She had seven sons and a daughter. And she had a malchus. She had a malchus. In the neighborhood, a lot of rich people were trying to be garet to the Milsteins because they all thought that the Milsteins were rich. We did a good trick on the people because a whole bunch of boys and they always matching. And I was thinking to myself about Simcha. Rabbi Ruchem Lavavitz once went over to a bachur in the mirror. Rabbi Ruchem Lavavitz was very, very, very serious. And he went over to a very, very, very serious bachur in the mirror and said, "How come you're not besimcha?" Now, I would have just said, like, look in the mirror. I mean, look at your face, you know. But now he's my great-grandfather, so the Zayda, you know. But Rabbi Ruchem was such a serious person, and he was demanding of one of his talmidim, it was actually Shlomo Volbe, I heard it from his son-in-law last week. He demanded, "Why aren't you besimcha?" And the truth is that as desperate, as anxious, as worried, and as difficult, and as problematic as sometimes life can be, there's a spark of unbelievable, tremendous joy that everybody should have every single day, just knowing that they have the opportunity to be serving before Hashem. I believe this is a kuzri. He says, Ahavas Hashem is feeling drawn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yiras Hashem is almost hiding, recognizing how distant and small you are relative to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But with both of those emotions, there's a constant feeling of sunshine within, like we say in Aleinu L'Shabeach, that what? Anachnu koyrim u'mishtachnu u'moinu l'fnei melech malkei hamlochim. I'll end off on Shabbos. I heard a few people talking about Trump. One said he was once in an elevator together with Trump. Another one said he in the 70s he took a private helicopter for something together with Trump. Another person I spoke to said they once shook hands with Trump. And they were all taking pride of it. I'm sure over here, I don't want to say with my tefillin, probably people that if you had an opportunity to stand next, I don't think you would want to touch a guy, but if you would stand next to him, you'd I was standing, you know, we exchanged greetings with fill in the blank. We exchange greetings every day with the Melech Malchei Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If that does not fill you with sunshine, you have a lot of clouds to clear up. Have a wonderful day.